a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
State of Origin last night. No one cares, let's be real. We're in Victoria.
Come on.
A few people care.
The next game's in Victoria.
Yeah, that's amazing. People wouldn't come here for their State of Origin stuff, you know. You'd wait till AJ gives that to you in the news, you know.
Yeah. So, what a wonderful excuse to have a beer on a Wednesday night, though.
Yeah, exactly. I want to talk about the anthem, though. Advance Australia Fair. Yeah. We all know it, you know. And we've heard it sung in plenty of different ways, but it's normally pretty standard. It rolls out the same, right?
I've missed this. Sorry.
So
what, the whole national anthem?
No, because I only started watching the rugby last night about 10 minutes into the game.
Okay. So we know in America, they're pretty famous for having some celebrities who have given the anthem a crack. And Fergie's probably the one that comes to mind.
Yeah.
Where, you know.
Ooh, doesn't quite nail it.
Doesn't quite, but tries to put her own spin on it. And
NBA
really,
All-Star.
I should have had that
audio, NBA All-Star game it was. And she just was like doing these flourishes. Like,
yeah. The bombs burst in her. Yeah, Pat.
They have betting, like Super Bowl betting, on how long the anthem will last.
Yeah.
Because there's such a discrepancy between what people do with it.
Exactly. But Aussie anthem's a little bit different. Everyone generally sings it the same. So Aussie Idol winner Dylan Wright, he performed it last night.
Yep.
And people are divided on this one because he took a bit of a risk.
Oh,
and
he
put his own spin on it.
Australians, let us rejoice, for we are one and free. With golden soil, wealth or toil, our home is girt by sea. Our land abounds in nature's gifts, a beauty rich and rare. History's page, let every stage advance.
So, thoughts.
Toby, you want to go first?
Sorry, I don't know if I can comment because I nodded off.
Americans put this, they understand that there's going to be some flourish, some different parts to it. That's part of their anthem.
Mm.
I don't think it's part of ours.
Do you mean the end bit?
Oh, the end bit, the whole, even the tune. Like, so if I'm, we often have a crack at players and often at AFL players for not singing along with the national anthem. You can't sing along with that version because it doesn't go with the same tune.
A great point. The national anthem, the idea is that everyone in the crowd sort of can, and even if they don't want to, can sing along with it, but you can't sing along with that.
Well, people are singing along, yes, towards the end. You kind of, people miss parts and kind of sing it at the wrong time.
And
but
they
the general flair is there.
No, but they would have been stopping and starting. They would have got ahead and then gone, oh, I've got to start. In joyful strains. Then.
Yeah, the only thing I have a problem with is the letter. Like, that feels a bit cringe for me because it's a bit American, right?
Yep.
But I liked it. I didn't mind it. Something different. Like, I actually, to be honest, I have no thoughts on this whatsoever. Like, had it not been talked about today, I would have just got on with it.
Let it go.
I have no idea.
It was a nicer sounding anthem than what I was expecting the way you were building it up. I thought he butchered it, but he actually sings it nicely and that. But I just don't like the fact the tune's been changed. And if I was there in the crowd, I sing along.
Would you have booed?
No, I wouldn't have booed. I wouldn't have been able to sing along. I would have been standing there going, okay, well, I'll just stand here and wait till it finishes.
That rendition is not getting you up and about either. Is it like the start, the very first thing of a, like, he might as well have just walked up behind you and gone in your ear. Like, that's how delicate and, like, laid back that was. Like, no, come on, it's the start, first game of Origin. Bang, get everyone out of their chairs, get them psyched up, get them sort of feeling patriotic, bumping chests, headbutting each other very gently, that kind of thing.
You want a bit of cold chiseling.
Little bit of... Rip, rip, butcher, turn it in the paper, throw it in the bin,
yesterday. Well, everyone can sing along with that.
Johnny gets you up and about.
That and suck your right up. Spear tackle that. All right.
Please don't.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day.
If you're going to sing, I have to turn the background music down.
Yeah.
Happy day.
Or do I turn the background music up?
Yeah. No, that's what
and
you
if you're
going to
sing, sing a tune.
So on The View, Whoopi Goldberg, savage, obviously on The View, and she celebrated the 30th anniversary of Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit, which you were saying off air. I was like, it took me a while to get. That's great. Like, very smart for a poster, like a movie.
Back in the Habit.
Back in the Habit. Love it, right?
Because of the nun uniform.
Yeah, exactly. So she reunited with some of the former co-stars and they sang the film's breakout track because the soundtrack to Sister Act 2 is so good. Uh-huh. They sang a bit of Joyful, Joyful, and then they did the big melody at the end too. Have a listen. So good. Anyway, a couple of the actors joined her on stage as well. The guy that played Amal and Tanya was there as well. Lauryn Hill not there.
Because Lauryn Hill knows that Sister Act 1 is better than Sister Act 2.
Yeah, well, we won't even get into that. But she also did just win the album of forever, the best album of all time.
From Apple Music. I mean, come on. You talk about participation awards.
No, but that was sad. But obviously, she's huge, right?
Huge.
So it's kind
album
of like...
Album of the year. Where'd you get that out of a cereal box?
Come on now.
And you know I can't let things go. Excuse me. I did some research just quickly. So Sister Act, 6.5 out of 10 on IMDb and 75% on Rotten Tomatoes. Sister Act 2, 5.7 out of 10. 18% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Ooh, you know what's
savage.
Quite funny?
That's a smashing. Yeah, Sister Act 1, clearly better.
It's people your age and higher that vote on those things. That's why.
You're basically my age.
No.
You're 40.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm still in my 30s, old mate.
Oh,
sit over
God.
There.
He is right, though. It's a superior soundtrack on Sister Act. To Sister Act 2.
Yes,
oh,
thank you.
True.
They used up all the good stuff in the first one.
I just turned around because I felt eyes on me and I was like, AJ in the newsroom, do you have thoughts on this one?
Sister Act 1 is clearly better.
100 times better.
I've been told.
The boys have got it.
The boys.
Yeah, the boys. Sister Act.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Speaking of mates, got one of our great mates on the line, Phil Jamieson from Grinspoon. There is a lot going on in the world of the Grinners. Good morning, mate.
Good morning.
Wonderful.
Oh, we got that for free. Beautiful. That's amazing.
is that the sort of gear that we are going to hear on a new album that is due to come out soon?
This new album is bonkers. We haven't done a record for 12 years, and there's a good reason for that, because we always argue about what we should do on the record.
Yeah.
So this record was like everyone could do whatever they wanted. And so, yeah, there's a bit of sort of everything thrown at it, from really fast 90-second little ditties to ballads and acoustic guitars with strings, and I've got a female duet on there. And yeah, so there's all sorts of stuff on this record, and, yeah, it's super exciting. We kept it really secret last year. We came down to the peninsula of Victoria in the winter and recorded in Rye. Rye, as they like to call it.
Yeah, Rye.
Try to get Rye, darling. And you know, had some croissants and froze to death, basically. But it was, yeah, we didn't tell anyone, basically. And we're really excited. We just announced some news a couple of weeks ago that we're putting out new music, a new record, and also touring around Australia from September. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're excited. We're absolutely pumped about that. You talk about that touring. You're going to have to knock off any of that rye, darling, stuff when you head to a couple of your gigs in Queensland. I think you're in Bowen, you're in Home Hill, you're in Bundaberg. So none of that fancy stuff up there. That'll just be a great way to rip into the tour.
We've cut our teeth on those shows. When we first started, really, really, like many, 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 many moons ago, we used to do those tours. We used to be first on and support, you know, like the Screaming Jets and stuff, and they would just be road dogs back then, and they would go everywhere. So we've done Bundaberg and Mackay and, you know, Ingham and all those places. But we've over the last 6 years, we've been really touring mainly capital cities and mainly maybe theatres or arenas. So it was a chance, because we're doing new music, we're like, why are we making people travel? Let's bring the party to them and let them decide if they like the new songs or not, rather than them getting on a flight or having to book an Airbnb. I mean, a lot of regional areas are struggling right now with their venues, so we're going to go. And even if it is a Tuesday night, it's still going to be a heck of a Tuesday. You know what I mean?
I love that. That's awesome. I don't know why also. I mean, I know I do know why. You want to elevate Grinspoon to air it's never been in before, which is the top of the Harbour Bridge. Why? I've seen this on your Instagram. Are you honestly going to climb that thing together as a group?
So this is my idea. So thanks to Universal Music Australia, who are the best label in Australia, right? They're putting out our record, and they've got this idea to, I don't know, incentivize people to pre-purchase our vinyl, which you can do. And if you do that, you can go into competition to win something. And my idea of the prize was, you know, like we're going to get in a hot air balloon in Melbourne with Grant Denyer and Tom Gleason, and we're going to argue over a gold Logie, and it's going to be great. They're like, no, you're not allowed to do that. I'm like, okay. So what are we allowed to do? And they said, well, you can climb the Harbour Bridge. I said, I'm terrified of heights.
Yeah.
So, yes, so that's what's happening. You can get high with Grinspoon.
Yes.
I imagine you'll also get nicer up close and personal, because there'll be a lot of clinging, a lot of clutching, a lot of going on.
I hate heights. I mean, in the back of my mind, I'm going to ring Grant Denyer and say, can you put on a film mask? We're about the same height. Yeah. You can climb instead of me. And then it'll all be great. And then at the end, I can just be down on the bottom waving. But yes, short answer is yes. If you really want, you can pre-order the record and then go into this crazy competition to come and meet us at the Harbour Bridge. I'm sure there'll be champagne. There'll have to be something to settle those nerves, because I'm so scared of that whole idea. But anyway, hey, YOLO.
You've also got support from obviously some of your favourite friends from around the Aussie music industry. How did Barnsley get involved with getting you guys backed in the studio?
Well, Barnsley, the weird thing is about Barnsley is you can't say no to Barnsley, right? Yeah. So we were at the end of our last record, which was 2013, which is 12 years ago, we decided, all right, we've been touring for a number of years. Our friendships were still there, but we were a little bit fractured. We were like, we're going to pull up stumps and just have, you know, a good 5-year break. We didn't even know whether we'd come back yet. We were just like, this is it. We're just going to, we did like an Adios Amigos show. We went into hiatus and that was it. And then 2015, Jimmy rings me and he's like, "Bro, you got to get the band back together." I'm like, "What?" And he's like, "You know, hey, Cold Chisel are going on tour. We want you to come out." I'm like, "Jimmy, we've literally, it's been 2 years. I'm doing gardening. I'm like learning how to type, you know, like, give me a break here." And Jimmy got us back on the road, not in the studio as such, but, you know, if there's one thing you don't say no to is Jimmy Barnes, there's another thing you definitely don't say no to, Cold Chisel. So we went out and we toured with them in 2015, and that was a great honour. And amazingly, a band that argues more than we do. We were like, this is beautiful. We had internal issues. They're like fighting at soundcheck. I'm like, I love this. This is great. So we did come out of, hiatus in 2015 with Jim and the Cold Chisel band, and it was so sensational and an honour to be asked to play those shows. And then we kind of went back into our little hole again and didn't come back to 2017. But, yeah, it was always a funny memory getting that call from Jimmy, because, I mean, managers can call you and you can always say no to managers. But when when Barnsley's on the phone with that thick Scottish brogue, you're like, all right, I'm not going to be able to say no to you. I just know that. So it's always very nice to get a call from him. Yeah.
Well, speaking of bringing everything back together, this 49-day national tour, are you all going to jump in a van, old school style, and travel around Australia like that? Or have we moved up to hot air ballooning around Australia?
Good idea. Well, thanks for planting that seed. I was thinking that it'll definitely be back in the van. Like, it'll be back in the van.
Love it.
They call it the BP breakfast. It's like the Chico roll, the strawberry milk, that late checkout, that early checkout, late check-in. But yeah, mainly I think there's, I think the 75% of it is a van. Until we, I think Barwon Heads, actually where you guys are, is the last show of the van tour, and then we've got to get up to Darwin, which we're not.
Oh, well, you can stay at my house. I live in Ocean Grove, so you don't have to stay in the van that night. All right.
I love Ocean Grove. Yeah. So we won't be in the van that well. We're touring the whole country in a van, except once we get to Darwin and WA, and obviously Hobart and the Tasmanian areas. But yes, it's traditional. Classic touring. The last tour we did, we were flying everywhere, and we were like, oh, airports. I love them. But then I was like, I really miss the drive. Then it's a beautiful country, and also we get to go to, we can go to smaller areas like Yamundi or Devonport or, you know, like those places where we haven't been for 20 years. So, yeah.
For sure. So, and if you do like a surf as well, Jimmy Loggy's fiance will take you out. You can stay at their place and you can go out for a surf before you hit the road.
Oh, yeah, take in the green room.
Crystal Frost, is that what it's called?
Sure. Your anything, yeah.
I think that stuff's cooked up in garages.
Lingy,
not an ocean guy.
Look, the Grinspoon van will be rolling into Barwon Heads Hotel Sunday the 17th of November. Tickets available from austix.com.au. You can pre-order the album, Whatever Whatever. It is it's a ripper. We are loving Unknown Pretenders, the single. We're going to have a listen to that now. Phil Jamieson, always a pleasure, and good luck with the tour, mate.
Hey, thank you guys so much for your time, and I look forward to the Ocean Grove hospitality.
Yes.
I have a cheese platter.
Yes, you will indeed.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
It's time for lyrical headlines, headlines, headlines that are lyrical. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Yes, okay, fine. I'm glad you participated.
Righto. AJ, good morning.
Good morning, Lingy. How's it going?
You're letting AJ's enthusiasm, you're hiding behind his enthusiasm since he's come into the studio.
Sometimes a good team member just knows the chance to let somebody else shine.
Oh, that's
it,
isn't
it? AJ's voice to shine
out. This is why this man was a premiership captain. He understands how to get the team up.
Is that people pay you to go to their businesses and talk to and say that gear? Is that what you get paid to do?
You're going
to
get a $2,500 invoice from me for that line.
Sex money.
Put it on my Lingy card. All right. Welcome, AJ. Apologies for the little side banter there, but what is the theme for this week's round of Lyrical Headlines?
Well, I've been roped into something that no one enjoys doing on the weekend, in that I'm helping my friend move house.
Oh, nah.
It's never a lot of fun. No. So subsequently, our theme is houses.
Okay.
Oh, houses, nice. Okay.
All right, thinking songs. All right, okay.
Hey, Log, just quickly before you tell us exactly what we're going to do, Tommy, if you win today, you will tie level with Tom for Lyrical Headlines. So get your mind sharp.
All right.
Actually bring something to the table.
I feel like
What? I feel like... Try and pump me up, dude.
People pay you for this. I can't believe
$2,500.
All right.
It's mate's race.
What we're going to do is AJ's going to read the lyrics to songs like he does in his day job as if they're news bulletins. We'll need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run out with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Lingy.
Loggy.
I think we're ready to play question number one, Lyrical Headlines.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins, because we've done this before. So you come on in, make yourself at home. Tell me where you've been. Pour yourself something cold, baby. Cheers to this. Sometimes you got to stay in and you know where I live. When you know what we is, sometimes you got to stay in. Welcome to my house, baby.
Tom.
Take control now.
Tom? Yes, Tom, it's Tom. Flo Rida, My House.
Let's hear it.
Oh, what a get!
Okay, good get, Tommy.
I was like, I knew the song title, but I couldn't get the artist. Yeah. All right, we got there. Whew, okay, close call. Right, question number two. It's the home or house edition of Lyrical Headlines.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. I'm really close tonight, and I feel like I'm moving inside her, lying in the dark, and I think I'm beginning to know her. Let it go.
Lingy. Fall at your feet, Crowded House.
Let's hear it.
Great tune. Choice, AJ.
I'm also okay with not knowing the lyrics to that one.
So. Oh, you suck so bad.
That's all right.
One of the best concerts I've ever seen, Crowded House.
I know, at a Daily Green.
Yeah.
Bless.
Yeah, all right.
Hate not getting one right. Look how angry you are.
No, I'm not angry. I'm so glad there was one tailored specifically to your niche musical tastes. Okay, question number... Well, Flo Rida was tailored to me. That's fine.
So come on.
Question number three.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. Big wheels keep on turning.
Lucky.
You go, Lon.
It is. Well, which one? Can it be any of them? Is it Roland? It's Roland Tina Turner. But what's the song title?
Lingy.
It's Proud Mary.
Yes.
And it could either be Creedence or Tina Turner.
No.
What?
You've both gone a little bit too early, I think.
Ah, okay. I'll have more lyrics then.
Hang on. What have we done?
Big wheels keep on turning. Carry me home to my kin. Singing songs about the Southland. I miss Albami once again.
No.
I think it's a sin. Well, I heard Mr. Young sing about it. I heard old Neil put her down. Well, I hope Neil Young will remember. A Southern man, don't need him around anyhow. Sweet home, Alabama, where the skies are so blue.
Can I come in, please?
Tom. It's Sweet Home, Alabama. Is it Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Oh, you
Let's
got it!
Let's hear it, yeah. Tommy.
Sweet home, Alabama.
To be fair, that big wheel keep on turning line, I thought it was Proud Mary, for sure. So when you said Roland, I was like, nah, it's Proud Mary. Yeah, good on you. All right.
I hate you, Tom.
That was a bit of fun, though, wasn't it?
Well done, Tommy.
Yeah, good scene, AJ.
That's great. Awesome. All right, Lyrical Headlines returns next Thursday. Can you hear I'm stoked?
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Love getting out and about in any which way that you can and supporting local, especially the industry at the moment. They need us.
As long as it's in Ocean Grove and between the hours of...
No, I was in Geelong.
Ah.
Went out.
You had a night on the town.
Oh, no, well, had an afternoon on the town.
Okay.
So me and a couple of the girls, we went out for a bit of a bottomless lunch vibe.
Oh, okay.
Which is so much fun. If you've never done it before, Recess have a really good one, right? Mm. If you've never done it before, it's... Have you guys done bottomless brunch or bottomless lunch before?
Always have a bottom.
Okay. It's hectic. Like, you're just like, oh my God, this is so nice. Look at my nice cocktail. And then 2 hours later, you don't even recognize yourself in the mirror.
In a responsible fashion.
Please drink responsibly. But the thing is, because you're fed, well-fed and well...
lubricated?
Moist, yeah. It's kind of like, sorry, my brain didn't... Sorry. Afterwards... It was about 2:30, right? And we were kind of like, all right, let's keep this party going.
Yeah, vibing.
But there's nowhere to vibe. Like, there's so many fine establishments. You can go to a pub. You can go to a brewery. You can go to a cheese factory if you want.
There's so many good bars and clubs around July.
I know, and that they are open in that afternoon area, and that's great. But you know what I want? You know what we all wanted?
What?
We wanted to drop it. Drop it in a safe space, in the dark, with a DJ.
Oh.
We wanted to have Madhuri Illusions and just really let loose, you know?
You're talking hitting the D floor.
Yeah, I know, but the thing is, all of us now, I mean, look, our age group, not a lot of people still go out. That's awesome. But a lot of the time, it takes, it's like a year. You have to book a year in advance with your mates to be like, let's go out
for
a night on the town, right? It's so hard. So it's like, I just wanted to go to the club, but I wanted to be at the club in the Arvo and be home by 9.
But you were, yeah, you were like 7, 8, 9 hours too early for anything to be ready for you.
And we all know what I'm like. Even the girls know. They're like, no, we'll just keep on going. I'm like, I will be asleep. I can't. I need to have a disco nap and come back, but I'm not going to come back.
No, never.
So
what, hang on, what are you talking? You're feeling the vibe. You've had a great lunch. You're a couple of drinks down. You talking? You want like a club like at 4 o'clock.
I want Lambies at 4 in the afternoon. You know what I mean? Like I want darkness. I want DJ. I want drinks. I want dancing. Like
would a well lit room with an acoustic guitarist help?
That's not going to do it because we tried that and were asked to leave.
Yes.
Okay.
You're frightening the other patrons.
Tommy, you know a lot of the hospitality scene around Geelong. Is this a niche market? Is this
it's bloody niche. I can't think of anywhere that does that where there's like blacked out windows and a DJ
in the late afternoon.
Yeah.
And so you want enough time at the end to maybe grab the suva and a Hawaiian pizza for your taxi ride home and in bed, tucked in with half a pizza by your bedside at 9 o'clock at night.
Lingy, I want to kiss you on the mouth. You are talking my language.
Please don't with that suva breath.
I know.
The garlic strong.
Are you saying that because it's me or because I ate in the soup? Okay, sorry.
Sorry. So if anybody knows anything like this, any places like Loggy is describing, 5 2 2 3 2 9 5 5, just to get off our back.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.